You're listening to Digging the Dirt, the Allotment Show. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Great to have your company. Thanks for tuning in. And of course, this is the final podcast of 2023. And I hope it's been a good year for you. And it's been a mixed year, hasn't it, really? And nothing but rain up here. I've got to say the last few months are making life difficult to get out there in the allotment. But that's life, isn't it? That's what it's all about. Now, in this podcast, we'll be talking to a great friend of the show, John Peace of John Peace Chrysanthemums. And John will be talking to us about what he's been up to since we last spoke to him, which was, I think, 2022, something like that. And his plans for his preparations for exhibiting at the RHS Chelsea Flower Show next year, 2024. And we could also reveal some exciting news about that show as well. So we'll have John coming up very, very shortly. Now, before we talk to John, what have you been up to? Have you managed to get out on your plot at all? It's been very difficult up here in Lancashire. As I mentioned, nothing but rain. But I finally finished tidying up the plot for the winter. I mentioned last time I don't do a lot on the allotment over winter at all. So it's just general tidying up and covering the beds now, which they're all now covered and put to bed, as it were, for this year. That was my final part of the year, really, apart from finding a pane of glass that blew out of my greenhouse last Saturday. Now, up here in Lancashire, we had the most terrific storm that just blew up out of nowhere last Saturday night. And the following day, I went to check that everything was okay on the plot. And I'm a pane of glass missing from one of the vents in the roof there. And you know what? I just cannot find it anywhere. No glass, no broken glass. And I've looked absolutely everywhere and no sign of it at all. So I'm just going to have to put it down to one of life's mysteries, or one of the allotment mysteries. And of course, that'll be one of my first jobs when I get chance in the new year to get some more glass cut and get that replaced, ready for the new season. And of course, it's that time of year, certainly for me anyway, that break between Christmas and New Year, if you're fortunate to have any time off. It's time for planning what we're going to get up to next year. And I generally start by getting all my tools together out the shed, out the greenhouse, bring them all into the garage and just start cleaning them all up and sharpening all the blades, oiling them so they're all good to go for next year. So I've got that, and I find that very therapeutic, really, just taking me time and cleaning them all up. And I've got quite a lot of old tools that my dad and my granddad had, and it's lovely. Especially the old forks and the old spades and all that weathered wood for the handles and things like that. And so I do enjoy that. And something else you can be planning for, maybe start in January, and that's sowing sweet peas. Get an early sowing of sweet peas. So start collecting the old toilet rolls, or use deep pots so they've got a good long root run. And something else, well, I'll be starting that early in the new year. And something else I'll be doing is just cutting back all the dead leaves from the hellebores in the back garden here. So you have a nice show of the flowers, see the flowers at their best. A little bit of planning, a little bit of work, hopefully, in the garden, and a bit of early January sowing of sweet peas. That'll be just about all I'm up to over the Christmas break, I think, and into the new year. Well, it's time now, I think, that we have a little chat with our good friend John Peace. How are you doing, John?
Hi, Russell. Yeah, I'm doing fine. A lot's happened since the last time we had an interview.
We had a chat, yeah. Well, it was back, you know, in May 2022. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
When I look back.
And, it doesn't seem that long.
I know. Time blinking flies, doesn't it? Now, I think a lot's been happening since then. Where do we start?
Retirement is a good way to start, Russell.
It is. So you've retired. Yeah, so who were you working for before?
I was parks and facilities manager for the council. I used to look after all grassed areas, flower beds, shrub beds, anything concerned with parks and facilities, really, for the council.
And, of course, you're up in the north-east, aren't you?
Yeah, we're in the northeast.
Yes. So you've retired.
Yeah,
but you haven't stopped, have you?
No, definitely not. As you know, I had a little, it's grown all the time, a chrysanthemum business, little chrysanthemum nursery, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
Specializing in chrysanthemums only.
Yes.
And I used to supply to people, you know, who like plants for people who wanted to grow them for sure or for the garden.
Yes.
Yeah. So I decided to step it up last year, Russell, when I retired in March.
Yes.
I decided to do, although I've done Chelsea several times.
Yes.
For other people, you know, like sort of leading the displays, I decided to go alone this year.
Yes.
Under John Peace Chrysanthemums.
Great.
And we had a very successful show.
Good.
Yeah.
So by that, I think you mean, very modestly, you won a gold.
Yes, we won a gold. Yeah, good. Gold medal. Although I've won several gold medals with, you know, other sort of organisations,
yes.
I never actually saw a gold medal because you only get the gold medal the first time that you ever win.
Ah.
Naturally, it's costly, you know, for
of
the
course.
Price then.
You know, I never knew that at all.
You just get a gold card, like an Ambrose card with the gold medal on, but no gold medal. So that is actually the first time that I've seen a Chelsea gold medal.
Fantastic. And I hope it's got your name on it.
Oh, yes.
Great.
John Peace Chrysanthemums, I'm going to hand it down.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And I take it then, it's the same kind of style as the gold medals that you see on the stands on the television, the embossed in the frame.
Yes, it's exactly the same, Russell. It's quite nice, you know, with the, you know, RHS on, because
it's
an honour to win at the Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah, and to do it in your own right.
It was fantastic.
It's a great achievement, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
Fantastic. We actually
had a little bit of a problem, actually. It was quite funny. Although we go down there on the Wednesday, the show's open to the public on the Tuesday. We go the Wednesday before to do the display because there's a lot of work to do. There's about 20,000 stems of chrysanthemums that goes in the display.
Really? On your stand you're talking
on
about?
On my stand, yeah.
Really?
And each stem has three or four flowers on the stem, so do your maths on that.
There's
quite a few there. Naturally, I can't afford to grow all that, but I get a lot of help from a company in Holland called Zentu. Zentu Chrysanthemums, who are the world leaders in cut flower chrysanthemums. I know them guys quite well.
Yes.
They're they help us with the flowers. The flowers that I can't produce.
Yeah.
They, you know, do the rest of them. And they're, you know, if we do well, I like to have Zentu Chrysanthemums on the display. But anyway, the guy who I usually deal with was off on maternity leave.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I go to Chelsea on the Wednesday, as I mentioned.
Yes.
I stop overnight, get the van offloaded, get the water ready to put the flowers in. And on the Thursday morning, I go to Heathrow Airport to pick them up. Now, what happened was they didn't arrive.
Oh, no.
No, they didn't arrive. And the next day was a bank holiday in Holland, the Friday. So there's nobody working.
It gets
worse as it goes on.
Oh.
So for 2 days, we were twiddling our thumbs,
worrying,
and trying to get in touch with people because they're on holiday. I was very lucky that Danny, the guy from Zentu, replied to an email that I sent, and he got on the case straight away.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we actually got them on Saturday morning. bearing in mind the display had to be ready to be judged on Sunday evening. So
doesn't leave a lot of time.
We crammed 4 days' work into a day and a half.
Gosh, I bet you wouldn't want to do that again.
Oh, hey. God, it was a nightmare. I was very lucky that I had a guy who used to help us, a guy called Terry Staples from the northeast of England, another chrysanthemum enthusiast.
Yes.
I rang Terry up. I said, Terry,
can you get down?
I need some help.
Yeah.
I explained to him exactly what happened. Gosh. And he said, John, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
And God bless him. He comes straight down.
Good
and
for
so
him.
Instead of Alison and I doing the display, we had Terry as well.
Yeah. Because I guess you need somebody that knows what they're doing.
It actually takes a day to, when the flowers come from Holland, they're actually like semi-frozen, chilled in a box.
Yeah,
they're
just probably to been preserve cut, them, I guess.
Been cut for a week.
Yeah.
And they're all limp and the flowers are soft.
So you've got to kind of regenerate them, I guess.
Yeah,
somehow.
Have to condition them.
Yeah.
You have to cut a little bit off the stem, put them into deep water and leave them for as long as you can, preferably a day.
Gosh.
For them to charge up again and, to get turgid, ready to stage. So,
so
we were
panicking.
So you
didn't have much time to do that then?
No, we didn't. We did.
Gosh. Well, fingers crossed that isn't going to happen this year.
Well,
or next year, unless, I should say.
Unless Danny decides to have another addition to his family, which I don't think he is yet. So,
and another bank holiday.
Another
goodness.
Bank holiday, yeah.
Wow. Well, we have some exciting news, don't we, about this coming year, 2024. Yeah. So you're back again, as we've just alluded to. And I'm very proud to say that my company, Advanced Food Safety, along with another company that I work with, Cool Delight Desserts, a gentleman called Steve Binns, we're very proud to say we're sponsoring you at this year's.
Fantastic.
Chelsea's.
Fantastic.
So, we're very, very pleased to be able to do that. So how important is sponsorship? Because you see all the stands, don't you? And the gardens have sponsorship there.
Oh, yeah. Nearly everybody's sponsored. You know, it's very hard to do it without the help of companies like yourself. I don't really go there to make a profit. I go there because Chelsea's Chelsea. And
it's just the prestige, isn't it?
The prestige of it. It's not really a money spinning thing. It's, thing really. Sponsorship from yourself and Steve helps us along with accommodation, buying a few extra props that we use, with a display.
Yeah.
Materials like Oasis and things like that,
Well, just the basics, really, as well.
Just the basics at all.
Just to dress the stand. Yes. And of course, you're renowned, really, for the themes that you've had over the years. There was a very, very famous one that you did with the Flowerpot Men. I can't think what it was called that year, but I remember the Flowerpot Men.
Called Childhood Memories.
That's right.
Back from the 60s
Correct.
And 70s. Yeah.
And that was brilliant. Yes.
Well, we were awarded the Best New Design in the pavilion.
Oh, really?
Which was fantastic.
Great.
That was a hit.
Oh, that's
with the,
good.
People, our era, and things like that.
That's it.
That went down well. And this year, with the connection, our sponsors being in food hygiene.
Yes.
Like yourself, Russell.
Yes, yeah. And Steve's business is in the food industry as well. And
ice creams.
Yes.
So
I've
decided to do an ice cream parlour.
Fantastic.
Ice cream cornets and ice cream cones, Knickerbocker glory glasses full of blooming chrysanthemums.
So all the ice cream element will be chrysanthemum blooms.
With all little props there, like wafers coming out of the blooms and cherries on top of the
fantastic
bit of You know, I don't know, when you were young, we used to get a cornet and we used to go to the ice cream man and yes. he used to give us a cornet, and we all, in the northeast of England, we used to say, can I have some monkey's blood on? I think it's called raspberry ripple or something
that's
like
it.
That.
But yeah, the sauce over the top. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll have all them little props on. And it's always a hit with the people that sort of come to Chelsea because...
Of course.
A lot of it is green plants, you know, green stuff. And
yes.
Even though it's called Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah.
You know, ours is always the most colourful.
Colourful, yeah. Yeah. And vivid displays. And there's nothing better, is there? Flowers and ice cream. I mean, you can't go wrong.
All I want, Russell, for it to be a red hot day in London.
Yes.
Right? And then we'll get press coverage then. You know, people...
Exactly.
They'll say it's hot in London and people are, you know, walking around hot and you know, this is what they need. They need a lovely, sour ice cream.
I'm sure Steve will bring some down as well. He's got plenty there to sell.
Yeah, we can have a few samples on the,
fantastic.
On the press there when the rich and famous come
That's
along.
That's it. And, they're going to love it, aren't they? They're going to love it. Yeah. So we've got the show. It's open to the public from Tuesday the 21st of May to Saturday the 25th of May next year. But on the Monday, it's what they call press day, isn't it? And the Royal.
Monday is press day.
Yes.
People are restricted.
Yes.
There's only exhibitors, two exhibitors from each stand allowed in.
Yeah.
And of course, all the people that, you know, the famous people, they get a free sort of free entrance into the show.
I wondered how that worked. So
and on the night time they have a gala preview.
Yes,
where you know, a lot of people who's rich around London, you know, go around with the London scene, Wimbledon, and things like that. Chelsea's always on the list, and you know they're. The ladies come with a nice sort of evening dresses on, the gentlemen with their tuxes on, and the walk around with champagne and hors d'oeuvres and things like that. So, hopefully, Russell, we're going to try and get you and Sharon in on there as well.
Well, I hope so. Nice. So you have some regular celebrity visitors to your stand over the years, I believe.
Yeah. We've had the Young Royals, one year.
Yes.
Because Alison and I named a flower after Princess Charlotte, so they come to see the flower and they come to see the, see the display. And it was lovely to meet them. They were smashing people, just like ordinary people.
Of course, and they took an interest in your chrysanthemums.
Yes, they did. They didn't buy any plants off us or Russell.
But, did they not? I don't think they carry any cash, do they? That's the trouble.
No, they don't. I would have given them something.
Nothing. No. Oh, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Getting some visitors like that and some celebrity visitors as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
Fantastic. So I believe Joanna Lumley visits your stand.
Yeah. On the Monday before the Royals come, all the sort of rich and famous come, and we've had Joanna Lumley. Yes. David Williams popped past with his mum and he stopped and had a look. His mum said, "Hey, aren't they lovely and colourful?" And David actually took a selfie with our display behind. When I got home, somebody said, "John, have you seen this? David Williams' Instagram, 46,000 likes with your display in the background." Wow. You know,
Incredible.
You know, Russell, it's when all these celebs is walking past, walking around the pavilion, you know, it's hard to really spot them because they look different in real life.
Yes, yeah.
But it's always good to put a nice little table at the side of your display with a nice bottle of expensive champagne. It's surprising what it does to get them.
Just to lure them in a bit.
Yeah, lure them in.
A bit like fishing, right?
Yeah.
Just... We're all the same. We all like a little bit of champagne.
Yeah.
We're no different, are we? We're no different at all.
No.
That's great. Well, hopefully you might have a royal visitor next year and some celebrity visitors and some Instagram opportunities with the ice cream cones there. That'll be fantastic.
That would be a great attraction.
I think
people will get drawn to the colour and the novelty of it.
I think so.
As well.
Absolutely, yes. I can hear your brain whirring along as we speak about all the different combinations of things that you could be doing there.
Yeah, the colours, we've got to match the colour with the flavour.
Yeah.
Like a green chrysanthemum, we call it potassio.
Like
a gold and a yellow one, we'll call it banana flavour.
That's it. And the old Neapolitan, classic Neapolitan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. And let's hope then for another gold for yourself.
Well, I hope so, Russell. We'll be trying. We'll be giving it all our, all our might to try and achieve that.
Oh, we certainly will. And obviously, you still get a buzz out of exhibiting down at Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. Russell, it's the world's premier.
It is.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Nothing can touch it, can it, really?
No, everybody, who's different countries, like Barbados, especially the old colonies, India, Barbados.
Yes.
The Caribbean countries and things, South Africa, things like that. We get a lot of interest from abroad.
Of course, yes, yeah. Well, I only went, for the very first time 2 years ago.
Mm.
And I've always kind of put it off a little bit, really, because you see on the television just how incredibly busy it is there. I'm not one for great crowds, But but when you're there, you just kind of get swept along with it all, don't you?
You do. This year, Russell, you'll find a different difference going on on the press day. It's very sparse.
Yes,
You can have a good look around the gardens and the exhibits and things. But the only thing is, you don't see what the display's been awarded because it gets judged on a Monday morning.
Correct. Yes.
And then the exhibitors do not find out till Tuesday morning.
Well, I'll be there for a few days, so I'll catch that as well. Yes.
Yeah, that'll be good.
That's great. And on top of all that, you've moved house as well, haven't you?
Yeah. We've just, retirement come at a good time. Just bought a new property with a bit of land, so we can expand the business a little bit. I decided, with us being retired, that I was going to renovate it, do it all myself. I do have a few skills, bricklaying skills, building skills, it's been very time consuming doing that, but we're nearly there, Russell.
Yeah, well, good for you. Yeah. Well, put your feet up over Christmas and the new year. Get planning for Chelsea. We'll all get involved in that. Thanks very much again for your time.
It's a pleasure, Russell.
We won't leave it so long next time.
No, we'll not. We'll definitely not. And hopefully we've got some good news again in May, so we'll be trying.
We will. Yeah. And, we can just plug your website. Anybody interested in chrysanthemums? So I've been having a look at it, and I've got here johnpeacechrysanthemums.co.uk.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the one. So on there, they can look at all the info about you and your background. Your shop is on there. Your chrysanthemum catalogue is on there as well.
The download.
Yeah, and a bit of information on pests and diseases as well.
Just how to control, problems that you get with chrysanthemums.
Excellent. Well, John, that's all the time that we've got, I'm afraid. Thanks so much for taking the time out to have a chat with us this evening.
No problem, Russell. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Excellent. You take care. Have a great Christmas and New Year, and let's make sure you get a gold in 2024 again.
Yeah, we'll be trying.
Yep.
Definitely.
All the best. You take care.
Yeah, take care, Russell.
Bye now. Well, that was really great to talk to John again and hear of all those plans for Chelsea. And of course, I'm very, very excited to be one of the sponsors of John's stand down there at the RHS Chelsea Flower Show. And if you are down there, I'll be there on press day, which is the Monday. I'll be there on the Tuesday as well. Come along to John's chrysanthemum stand there, and please say hello, and we'll have a good chat and a catch up. Now, if you fancy going to other RHS shows to take in these great events, they've all been released now. Tickets are available now as well on the RHS website, and they start off with a brand new show, the 18th to the 21st of April. And it's called the RHS Urban Show. And this is at Depot Mayfield up here in Manchester. So a brand new show there. We'll be talking about that in some future programme to explain exactly what all that is about. Then the more traditional shows, RHS Malvern, the Spring Festival. That's from the 9th to the 12th of May. And we've got RHS Chelsea, of course, the 21st to the 25th of May. Then we got the RHS Botanical Art and Photography Show, something a bit different there. That's the 14th of June through to the 7th of July. Then the RHS Hampton Court Palace Garden Festival, 2nd to the 7th of July. The Flower Show, Tatton Park, another RHS show there. That's the 17th to the 21st of July, and the Malvern Autumn Show from the 27th to the 29th of September. So all the tickets are released as of now, and they're all available on the RHS website. That's rhs.org.uk. So get yourself planning, get some tickets there, and get to one of those fantastic shows there. Now, if you want to contact John Peace at all, then you can do that via John's website. That's johnpeacechrysanthemums.co.uk. And on the website there, you can see all the info about John, his shop, his chrysanthemum catalogue is on there, and useful information on pests and diseases related to chrysanthemums as well. And you can contact John via the website. And, well, all that leaves me to say is thank you ever so much for listening to all the podcasts this year. Thanks for all your support. There'll be many more to come next year. If you want to get in touch with me, then just email rparry1961@gmail.com. That's rparry1961@gmail.com. Or you can get in touch via the website. Just search on the internet for Digging the Dirt, The Allotment Show, and there's a link on there to submit an email to me there. So have a great Christmas, have a great new year. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you in 2024. Ta-ra! You've been listening to Digging the Dirt, The Allotment Show.